Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. You are listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. My name is Dylan Brown, and today I am joined by the theater director here at the high school, Miss Jackie Brown. Thank you so much for being here with me today and taking the time out of your day. So my first question, what are you most excited for this performance?
Well, you know, the thing about this show that I really liked in picking it was so many people have their own song.
Yeah.
It isn't like you have the main people and they sing all the music. Almost everybody of the main characters has a song they sing by themselves or with a group, but they're the main feature. So that really gives more kids an opportunity, and that I really like.
Yeah. How does a musical differ from just a regular play? Does it make it more difficult, in your opinion?
Oh, yes, because you have not only your main characters, but you have an ensemble. We have an ensemble of about 30, and they're kind of like the backup for the songs, for the dance numbers. So you have all of the extra people, and you not only got people learning lines, but you have them learning songs and lyrics and dance choreography. So there's quite a bit involved in a musical that there isn't in a straight play.
Mm-hmm. What, in your opinion, has been the hardest part of preparing for this specific play?
Well, without a doubt, with all of the sickness that's been going around, we've had a lot of people out. And so that has been a challenge. We kind of couldn't get really into it fully with our rehearsals till the choir was done with their state competition, because a number of our people cross over and do both.
Yeah.
So that's been the biggest thing, is challenging trying to get kids there so we could run choreography and run numbers. Mm-hmm. But we're making it, I think.
Yeah. I heard a lot of the leads got sick. Has that really impacted it a lot?
Oh, tremendously. Two of the main ones, one of the one girl was gone for an entire week.
Running
a fever and such, and then one of the other guys. So, yeah, it hasn't been, oh, I don't feel good. It's been significant enough they've had to miss school.
Yeah.
So that's been a challenge, but they are very professional. They come and their lines are prepared. They've been practicing kind of on their own at home. And so it isn't like, oh, what did I miss? They're prepared, and that helps.
Mm-hmm. And then, in your opinion, what does a typical rehearsal look like, and how has that kind of rehearsal changed because of these sicknesses?
Well, we usually run between about 5:30 to 8:30 each night. Mm-hmm. And the first, I'd say 15, 20 minutes, we are kind of going over basic notes and that kind of thing. Most of the kids by that time should have microphones on. And so then we'll go through and right now we're running the whole show. So we will be running a number, and then maybe there's a problem. And if we've got a kid missing, we'll sometimes have one of our stage managers step in. Maddie Roots is our stage manager, and Parker Brown is our fly rail manager. Both mm-hmm. serve as the guide backstage. And they'll sometimes step in and just go through the lines or say the part so that the actor has someone to talk to and react with.
Yeah. And do they typically run their lines at home if they're sick as well?
I'm not sure. I mean, if they're really sick, I can't imagine that they're sitting at home running those lines. But a lot of them will study them and say, mm-hmm. okay, you know, I've got to go over these lines or the lyrics to songs.
Yeah, that's true. I bet memorizing the lyrics is really difficult sometimes.
Sometimes, you know, you kind of forget that part, and then you realize, oh, I've got to learn the songs too.
Yeah.
So that can be a challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. How does this play differ from previous ones you've done in the past?
Well, we did this show 10 years ago.
Really?
And I wanted to try and do it again. because our technology has improved.
Yes.
So for this one, we are using a number of projected scenery elements. There is a Star Wars dream sequence.
Really?
So when they do their big fight with the lightsabers, we've got a Star Wars kind of feel to the walls. So you feel like you're kind of immersed in the movie. And then we have a scene where they're driving in a car and we have projection images. So that's part of what has been kind of fun with this one. Some of the tech issues that we've been able to do.
Yeah, that is sounds really cool, actually. What has been your favorite part of preparing for this play so far?
I think it's so fun to have them going through scenes and they'll mention something that, because I was alive, obviously, and very active in the 80s, and they won't have a clue what it even is.
Yeah.
And then we have to explain it and they go, oh, okay. And that's been kind of fun reliving that. And I told them, I said, when your parents come to the show, they're going to know all of this. They're going to, oh, I remember that. So.
So it's kind of a nostalgia factor as well.
Exactly. Well, and the play is written such that there is a narrator, and the narrator is one of the kids as an adult. And we brought back an alumni to do that.
Oh.
And so he sits on the side and he said, oh, there I am doing this. Or, oh, I remember when this happened. And it makes the story flow a little differently. And it's been nice to have that fellow back joining us and helping.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think, if you had to pick one thing, is the main key to success in theater?
Oh, my. Well, I think taking it seriously enough and being prepared.
Yeah.
If the kids are prepared, they will do a great job. And they always are. I mean, it may take them a bit, but they're never, people will say, aren't you worried about, you know, are they going to get lines? But they don't want to look silly either.
Yeah.
So they are always prepared by the time the show comes and we are doing it in performance. They bring it. They really do.
That's good. How are you expecting performances to go?
Well, I hope well. we are doing a performance, kind of greatest hits for the elementaries.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming over and we're going to talk a little bit about theater and we show them a couple numbers from the show and that kind of helps us. And then we've got shows Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon. And by the time we get to Friday night, they should be ready. We've got a whole week here of pretty intense rehearsal.
Yeah. So what is one thing you want people to know about this performance or theater in general?
Well, I hope people realize, you know, I've had sometimes parents will say, oh, my kid's doing theater or my kid's taking a theater class. You know what? For me, it's so much more than that. It really is more about their friendships they're making, managing their time, figuring out how do I, you know, if something goes wrong, you've got to figure it out on the fly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've told parents before, I feel like we're really teaching life skills down there. Yeah. We're teaching them how to cope in the real world. We're having fun doing it, you know, singing and dancing, but it's so much more that comes from just having to work with everybody and get things planned out for a performance.
I mean, from what you've told me, adaptability plays a huge part because you've had to adapt with people being sick, all kinds of things, if like a prop malfunctions.
You do. You have to figure it out. And if there's 900 people watching, you can't say, well, what do I do now? You have to just figure it out.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Kids have been great and resilient in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of life.
Yeah.
Things don't always go as we plan. So how do we cope with that? So as I said, I really think, yes, we're doing performances, but in the end, it's all about learning to adapt and work with other people.
Yeah. So I just have one last question. Where can people get tickets if they want to come see the performance?
Well, they can go to pendletonplayers.com. There is a link. There have also been numerous posts on both Instagram and Facebook on our Pennant Player sites that take you right to the ticket site. Mm-hmm. And if you are not a computer person, and some of our older folks aren't always computer savvy, you can go right to the door and buy one at the box office.
All right. Sounds cool. All right. Thank you so much for being here with me today. It has been great for you to spend some time to talk about theater. And we hope to see you all guys in 2 more weeks for our next episode.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to Wing Weekly. And I'm here with the leads for the new play. What are you guys calling it?
It's our spring musical, and it's called Back to the 80s.
And what are you guys' roles?
My name's Tanner Huffman, and I play Corey Palmer in the show. He's the lead in the show. He's the lead in the show, and he's kind of this nerdy, like stereotypical teenager in the 80s, and he's trying to make his way through his final year.
Yeah, and then I'm Caitlin Brunswick, and then I play Tiffany Houston, and she's kind of like the popular girl of the show. You know, every guy is pretty much in love with her, has a crush on her, and she's Corey's next-door neighbor who he has a crush on, and so they're just going through their senior year of high school and trying to make it the best year of their lives, basically.
What does, like, what you're doing affect, like, how the play turns out?
I would say that Tiffany, she has a big, like, character development throughout the play. You know, she starts off kind of, you know, Miss Popularity and kind of gets involved with some friends that maybe aren't the best for her. But throughout the play, she kind of realizes that popularity isn't always what it seems to be, and that it's not always like the best. And she kind of has a character development and realizes that it's okay to like deviate from what people consider popular or cool and to just kind of be herself and hang out with friends that she actually enjoys to be with.
What got you interested in like doing theater and acting?
I've been doing theater for a really long time. I've been doing theater here at the high school since I was in first grade. And yeah, I've always been here with Mrs. Brown, and I've just like learned a lot from it.
All right. And now this is kind of like same thing, but there's more than like just acting in theater, right? There's a tech crew.
Yeah.
And why did you want to act and not like make the sets and the tech crew?
I always saw like the high school plays and like musicals that they would put on, and it just looked like a bunch of fun to be up on stage and just like acting with your friends. And so I decided I wanted to try out and see what like being a part of acting and like being an actor on stage would be like. And it's a lot of fun just because you get to bring on different characters and different roles to life and just kind of tell a story. And it's cool because you get to experience like different lives and different like characters and their feelings. But it's also just like a time to have fun with your friends while also just being like the biggest goofballs.
Yeah. There's a lot of different like parts in the theater that like help build and make a show. You know, you have like your lighting and you have your projections and you have your people who run like the mic system. And then there's also people backstage. And it takes such a big group of people to make a show come together. And our role is kind of, we are like the storytellers. Like we get to present that story to the audience and like we're the people they see. But there's so many people like behind the scenes that also like help make the show.
Yeah. If we didn't have everybody behind the scenes, the show would not exist. So a big shout out to all of them.
All right. How long does it take to like be able to just get out and act and do it how you guys are doing it? Since I know some of you guys, at least you've been doing it for a very long time.
there's no real like certain amount of time that it takes. But I feel like everyone has this like level of like comfort that they feel. And the big thing about theater is like learning to step out of that comfort zone. And that just comes with time, and that comes with practice and putting yourself out there and like to learn your lines and like, you know, get used to the show. It typically that part takes a bit longer than you'd expect. We start running the show typically around like 2 months, sometimes longer before, you know, our show week. And that entire time we're working on music and running lines and building the set.
Yeah. It typically, I know for me, you know, I haven't been doing this theater as long as Tanner has, but I started like freshman year and I didn't really feel comfortable like getting fully into the roles probably until like this year and last year. So I think it just depends on confidence and really just being able to step outside your comfort zone and like really dive into all the attributes of the character and not be afraid to, you know, make a fool of yourself, like in front of other people. And that's what's really fun about it is that you can, be whatever character and, you know, maybe you're the fun character who says some really like stupid, like funny things, but like everybody is accepting of who you are and they like, they laugh along with you.
All right. So now what advice would you like give to someone who wants to join theater for the first time?
I would say take risks. Take every opportunity that you have to just try new things. And it's not just about like, you know, being a lead role or like being someone that people remember, but I think theater is a really good way to just find some like self-expression and find some self-worth. It allows you to find out who you are as a person and how you want to portray yourself on a stage and like to the world.
Yeah. I would say that, you know, theater really just kind of helps. I think you kind of like discover like who you are and who you want to be, like Tanner said. And it's really cool to just kind of see you like develop as not only like characters on stage, but also as a character and like as a human. And so it's really cool to watch like all of that happen and go through all of that together.
So I know that you guys have already been doing drama for a little while. I'm pretty sure. So you started in freshman year.
Yeah.
And you started in first grade. Where was like the first like summer camp or thing that you went to?
So I did a lot of stuff here at the high school. My first show was Beauty and the Beast when they did it back in 2011, I think, and I played Chip. And then I did some other stuff here, like I played Tiny Tim in A Christmas Carol, and I was in Wizard of Oz and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and All Shook Up. But mostly I've just done stuff here with Pendleton Players because it's just a really good program.
Yeah, I started freshman year. I had never done theater in my life. You know, I had thought about maybe auditioning like when I was younger, but I was always like too nervous. So I waited until high school. And my first audition was for The Lion King Jr., which was supposed to be the spring musical freshman year, the year of 2020. And that was one of the first like parts I got. I got cast. I was supposed to be young Nala with Tanner, actually. He was supposed to be young Simba, and we were going to do that together. But then COVID kind of ruined all of that. So I just kind of kept with it. And we got to do Bye Bye Birdie the following year. And then Mamma Mia last year. Mamma Mia was probably the first like real like full musical show that I was a part of that was actually like a normal show because COVID kind of restricted everything. But Lion King was supposed to be like my first show. And so I would say that.
All right. So what are some of the skills that you're learning in drama that you're using in your everyday life?
I'd say you definitely learn a lot about like social skills and public speaking and just like presenting yourself to an audience. This semester, I'm taking advanced speech with Mrs. Brown, so shout out to her. It's a great class. And it just teaches you a lot about how to be like comfortable, you know, like to be on stage and in front of people. But also you can just learn so many other like useful skills and like techniques there at the program. Like, you know, we have like a lighting and like a projection crew. And so you can learn how to do stuff with that and like you know, there's like definitely like pursuable careers in that field, like, and you can learn all of that here at the high school.
I know for me, something that I've learned is how to kind of have confidence in myself, you know, because, you know, your freshman year, you're not necessarily the most confident person and you may not know who you want to be. Or I know I didn't have like a lot of self-worth and identity. So theater has really kind of helped me develop in that way and come out of my shell a little bit. And it's taught me that like how to work with other people and, you know, how to get along with other people. Cause you know, you don't always necessarily get along with everybody, but it's really cool to see everybody kind of put their differences aside and come together to create, such like a beautiful like show and just like be able to tell a story, even though, there may be different things like in your lives that like, don't necessarily align with what the story is. And so I just think it's a really cool opportunity, to learn and grow as a person yourself, but then also you get to kind of help other people grow and grow alongside them too.
All right. So what are you like involved in any decisions of what the show will be? Or do you just wait until it's announced and then you try and get a role?
Most of that is decided by Mrs. Brown, I'd say, as far as like deciding the show, but she knows like what's good for the group and she knows, you know, what people are going to want to come and see. And sometimes she does older shows. And what I'll say to that is, as someone who really is like into Broadway and like musical theater outside of the high school, doing older shows is always kind of weird because I'm like, I don't really know this show. Like this hasn't, you know, been around in the last like 40 years. But doing those shows, sometimes you learn a lot and like you learn like, wow, like some of this like older, like, music is still like really cool and like really fun to perform. We did Seven Brides for the fall musical this year, which is a lot. It's like from the 60s. So it's a lot older, but it was like one of the most fun shows I've ever been in. I'm really glad that I had like the opportunity to do that show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Are you involved at like what decision the show will be or do you just wait for it to be announced and then you...
Yeah, like Tanner said, Mrs. Brown typically makes the decisions as far as like the plays and the musicals go, and she announces it every year at like our theater call-out meeting. So if you're interested in theater, definitely come to that. It's at the beginning of the year, every year, and she usually sends out some information about it. But then I would agree that she always typically chooses shows. She knows her cast and her crew, and She chooses shows that are going to be fun for everybody. You know, she's, everybody has an important role. It doesn't matter if you're the lead. It doesn't matter if you're a side character, ensemble, if you're backstage. Everybody has. Okay. So like I was saying, what was I saying? That's the question.
You're talking about how she always knows kind of like who her cast is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Mrs. Brown, she does a really good job of knowing like who her cast and her crew are. And she chooses shows that, you know, aren't necessarily always individual based, which means that everybody gets to have a fun part and they get to be involved. So it doesn't really matter if you're the lead, if you're a side character, if you have lines, if you don't have lines, if you're ensemble, if you're, you know, tech. Or backstage, like stage manager or crew, whatever. It's always really fun for everybody. And I think she does a really, really good job of that, which is it's just very inclusive for everybody, which is fun.
What like direction do you want the play to go?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, sorry. I'm hoping that this weekend, you know, will just be an opportunity for people to come and like see the show. And it's back to the 80s is like, you know, our show theme. And it means it's all 80s music and it's all like familiar music that people know. So I'm hoping that, you know, older people like parents will be able to come and they'll recognize the music and they'll be able to sing along and like have a good time. It's a pretty tame show in the sense of like, it's really just about like having a good time. Pretty, you know, free script, pretty loose script. So, like, it's just pretty carefree and just fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm hoping that people come and it's really enjoyable for everybody. Like Tanner said, we do have a lot of really fun music that, you know, a lot of our parents are going to know, but also, like a lot of students and peers will know too. And I think it'll be, really fun to watch. And, I do have to say there are some pretty funny characters in it. So, I know one of the characters, Fergal, is pretty funny. So you have to definitely come out and watch for him because, he's killing it.
Well, that is all the questions I have for you. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Come watch the show Back to the 80s.
All right. Well, that is all. Be sure to stay tuned for some more interviews. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.